The group Live Action said the video illustrates Planned Parenthood's, quote, willingness to aid and abet in the sexual exploitation of minors and young women. Live Action said the shaky camera video and its soundtrack have been given to law enforcement officials. Here's the part where the man playing a pimp asked about underage girls.
Some of the girls, they're around like 14, 15, and some of the girls are from like out of state, out of country. They don't know about the facilities. They don't know how to get help.
The Planned Parenthood worker responds.
You can get birth control testing, like anything without a parent. The only thing it requires over 18, if they're a minor, is an abortion. Okay. But there's also ways like judicial bypasses we can get around that if you guys ever need it.
She says the girls can get counseling and contraceptives, but have to be 18 in order to get an abortion.
In Virginia, teens are allowed to have information and access to contraception without parental consent, and it is our policy to provide them with medically accurate information when they request it.
Planned Parenthood's Courtney Jones says the worker followed procedures.
They came into our clinic last month. As soon as the employee met with the patient, she notified her supervisor, who reported it to our national security office, and the FBI has now gotten involved.
But Live Action claims the video shows Planned Parenthood willing to aid and abet teen prostitution, which is a federal crime.
In January of 2011, undercover investigators walked into Planned Parenthood's abortion clinic in Richmond, Virginia. They told the staffer that they manage a prostitution ring of 14 and 15-year-old girls.
That's from the Live Action video, and here is what the man posing as a pimp said on that tape.
There's some other girls that we kind of manage that they kind of need help too.
It is difficult to understand. It sounds to me like he is saying, there are some other girls that we kind of manage, and they kind of need help too. Listen again.
There's some other girls that we kind of manage that they kind of need help too.
Courtney Love says the couple did not say they were involved in prostitution.
After viewing the video, it is our understanding that he never claimed to be a pimp. And so our top concern is making sure that when a patient comes in seeking information about reproductive health care, that we're able to provide them that in a safe, confidential manner.
The national office has reported the incident to the FBI.
Yes, and Attorney General Holder is now involved.
Have they contacted anybody at your office yet?
The FBI was here last week interviewing our staff. And we firmly believe, the FBI believes, that we acted appropriately in dealing with these patients.
Meanwhile, Live Action says it has turned the tape over to Virginia law enforcement officials and have asked the Attorney General to investigate.
Will Planned Parenthood comply with the law?
Planned Parenthood says it's part of a nationwide campaign to discredit them.
Well, you know, for over 70 years here in Richmond, we've provided quality health care to women, men, teens, and their families. And so we believe that this is part of a coordinated attack on Planned Parenthood by an organization who has said that they want to take down Planned Parenthood over the next 10 years. We also believe that falsely claiming sex trafficking to health professionals to advance a political agenda is a cynical form of political activity.
The videotape is posted on YouTube and got 2,600 hits in 11 hours, and Fox News was reporting last night the sting video and an earlier one in New Jersey was prompting calls for an end to federal funding for Planned Parenthood, which amounted to $657 million between 2002 and 2009. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.